All right, welcome back to Talking Baseball. Giants and the Brewers coming up today. Giants going with a bullpen game. Brandon Woodruff on the hill for the Milwaukee Brewers. And it's time now to bring in our next guest, Adam McAlvey of MLB.com, kind enough to join us here on Talking Baseball. Adam, what's going on this fine Saturday for you?
Well, just enjoying a Milwaukee summer while we still have it. I think that's everybody's aim every day right now.
It's been a great summer in Milwaukee. The Bucks are NBA champions. The Brewers are running away with the NL Central. What's been the key so far this season for Milwaukee to put together this great season and take advantage of a National League Central division that just doesn't seem up to par with this Brewers team?
Yeah, it's pitching, and it's starting pitching. And the cool thing about the Brewers team is it's essentially homegrown starting pitching. You know, you mentioned Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burnes. Those are both Brewers draft picks who came through the system. Brandon Woodruff, a pretty late round pick out of Mississippi State, and has developed into their number one starter and most consistent starter. And then Freddie Peralta wasn't originally signed by the Brewers, but they got him at 19 years old from Seattle. So essentially he's also a homegrown guy. And I would put Adrian Hauser in that category as well, who's probably their number four, a player that they got in that big trade with Houston in 2015 that landed the Brewers, Josh Hader, and some other prospects. So they've really developed some young pitching. And if you think about the old Brewers teams when they were, you know, they had the Prince Fielder, Ryan Braun teams, those were all teams built around homegrown hitters. And they never have had really the solid pitching that they have right now. And you're talking about really three contenders for the National League ERA title. And the Brewers have never had a guy win the ERA title. So it's just a different looking team than Milwaukee has had. You got to go pretty far back in Milwaukee's major league history to find a club like this.
It's really fascinating to see this team. And Brandon Woodruff, you mentioned the ace of the staff, 2.26 ERA heading into Saturday's game, 21 starts, 131 innings. What has been the switch that's come on for him over the past few seasons? What allowed him to go from, you know, not a top draft pick to a guy who is as good as anyone in the major leagues and as good as anyone in the National League right now, Adam?
The curveball. And, you know, it's an example of patience with pitching, and that, you know, not everybody comes up and is dominant from the second they set foot in the big leagues. And sometimes it takes a guy with a good arm a while. And Corbin Burnes is in the same category, a guy who got hit around as much as any pitcher in the National League in 2019 and went back to the drawing board and sort of revamped his arsenal. With Woodruff, it wasn't as much of a breakdown and start over as it was for Corbin Burnes, but he has this, you know, the power sinker. He always had an okay changeup, but that curveball was just very, very inconsistent. He would spin it up there in Double A. And Chris Hook is the Brewers pitching coach. He was their minor league pitching coordinator, so he's been with a lot of these guys for many years. And him and Woodruff just worked and worked and worked and worked at that curveball. And it's become, you know, a weapon for Brandon Woodruff with the fastball, slider, changeup. And it's made him a true four-pitch guy, really dominant stuff. And, you know, like I said, the thing that stands out with Woodruff is just the consistency with which he does it. Quality start stat can be overrated, but I don't know about you, Kerry. I still find it very useful because, to me, it, by definition, you're in the seventh inning and the worst you can be doing is down three runs. And to me, that is still, there's some value in that stat because it just means keeping your club in the game where you're one swing away from, you know, potentially winning a baseball game. And Brandon Woodruff has by far been the Brewers' best pitcher in the category of just consistently giving them a chance to win games. And they haven't always done it. They haven't scored for him. I think he still has the lowest run support in Major League Baseball. And I don't know what that is about, whether it's the other side knowing they're really going to have to pitch their butts off with him on the mound. I can't quite figure out that stat, but if they score some runs for him, Brandon Woodruff's pretty tough to beat.
Now, I'm really glad you brought up the quality start stat, because since the All-Star break, Giants pitchers, five of their first 20 games coming out of the break heading into this series in Milwaukee, Adam, were pitchers who went at least six innings. It's been really putting a ton of stress on the bullpen, and Woodruff's ability to work deep into games, it has a ripple effect throughout that entire staff. Another player who's had a ripple effect on this Brewers team, Giants fans know very well that even a minor trade can make a major difference. Willy Adames, since he was acquired by from the Tampa Bay Rays, it seems like he's just helped this team take off. He's been a spark plug. What's it been like to watch him?
Well, it's like, you know, in the movies where the hero looks like he's down for the count and somebody pulls out a giant cartoonish syringe of adrenaline, and they plunge it right into the guy's heart and put down the plunger, and his eyes open up and he stands up. That is what the Willy Adames trade was for the Brewers. They were not a good offensive team early in the year. They had traded Orlando Arcia, their longtime shortstop, because they thought it was time to give that job to Luis Urias, who they got from San Diego a couple Thanksgivings ago. And Urias just was having trouble with throws, really having trouble fielding the ball. And they made this trade for Willy Adames in the second or third week of May. And, I mean, it was the word you heard over and over and over in the first week or so after he arrived was energy. And he has made them a different offense. And the numbers now back that up. David Stearns made a couple of deals to make the offense a little better. And it's showing up now in runs scored since the All-Star break. They went from being the worst offensive team in the National League to, like, somewhere in the middle of the pack in baseball. And that plays when you've got three really ace starters and five or six capable starters and Josh Hader and Devin Williams at the back end of your bullpen. So they can be an average offensive team and be a really dangerous team if they can get to the postseason. And Willy Adames has just been, you know, just really great. I haven't looked lately at the numbers, but, you know, this is a guy who could get some MVP votes in the National League, and he didn't play his first game with the Brewers until May 22nd, so about, you know, at least 6 weeks into the season. He's had that big of an impact on this offense.
It's been really fascinating to see this Brewers team evolve over the course of the season. I truly believe that they're a World Series contender. I think a lot of teams around the league, a lot of fans around the league look at the Giants, look at the Dodgers, look at the Padres in this National League West race. But the Brewers are right up there with those teams, better than the Padres, equivalent with the Dodgers right now. And to me, Adam, you need a great bullpen. And aside from Josh Hader, who's on the COVID IL this weekend, Devin Williams is such an interesting pitcher to watch because of that changeup. He kind of came out of nowhere last year and took the league by surprise with that pitch. How is that pitch so effective still?
Well, it's just different than anything else anybody sees. It's this, it's a Bugs Bunny changeup that he throws with this crazy pronation of his wrist that nobody else can do. And obviously, watching the success he had last year as NL Rookie of the Year, every teammate, especially the changeup guys, have tried to, like, throw Devin Williams' changeup, and nobody can do it. Like, he just has this innate ability to pronate his wrist in a way that makes this pitch act differently. It's a right-handed pitcher throwing what looks to the hitter like a left-handed slider. And it's just really hard to pick up and really hard to hit. And the key for him is efficiency. He tends to have some high pitch innings. You know, he's got a power fastball as well. So it's 90 up to 98, and then he throws this 83 mile an hour crazy Bugs Bunny changeup. But he does tend to have some, you know, 20, 25 pitch innings. And when he's efficient, and especially now, as you mentioned, Josh Hader down, Devin Williams is probably the closer at this point. And if you're going to pitch two out of three, three out of four, three in a row, he's going to have to be efficient. And that's kind of the next step, I think, for him as he becomes, you know, an elite reliever in this game. But it's been a good formula. Their seventh inning guy has been Brad Boxberger, the longtime Arizona Diamondback, and when they've gotten a lead with those three guys, when Hader's in there, it's been a very good formula. And you talk about postseason World Series, I mean, they got to get there first, but their whole aim is to get these arms to October healthy. And if they do that and they go into a 5-game series or a 7-game series and you're throwing Woodruff, Burns, Peralta, and you've got a healthy Devin Williams, you've got a healthy Josh Hader, that's a pretty dangerous team if they can just get that one big hit in the one situation that, in a, you know, every night will turn a game one way or the other. The Brewers could be a team that I'm not sure many clubs would want to face if they can get, you know, to that point and get there with their arms healthy.
Well, the Giants in Milwaukee this weekend, the Brewers come back to San Francisco the beginning of September, and who knows, maybe these two teams will meet in October. Adam McAlvey of MLB.com, thank you so much for joining us here on Talkin' Baseball.
All right, anytime, Kerry. See ya.
All right, a lot more coming up next. You're listening to Talkin' Baseball alongside Marty Lurie and Bill Lasky. I'm Kerry Crowley, KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.